Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. And this morning I have a phenomenal special guest, Rose Jones. Welcome, Rose.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you. I am excited about this episode this morning. I know that you're going to be touching on Let Rose Speak. You are the founder of Let Rose Speak. And so I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself and tell everybody, you know, who you are, what it is you do, and then how you got started with Let Rose Speak.
My name is Rose Jones. I am a life coach, a reflection coach, and also accountability coach. And I'm the owner of Let Rose Speak. Let Rose Speak started because I've been through a lot of domestic violence. I've been in abusive relationships since I started relationships, even when I was a kid. Dating in high school, those relationships were like emotionally abusive because I didn't have that much self-worth or self-love. So I adapted to whatever people wanted me to do, and I did whatever they wanted me to do. And I literally would just get into situations just because I wanted to feel love. So anybody offered me love, I would jump head first. And that's because I grew up in a domestic violence home. My dad used to beat my mom. So to me, abuse was normal. So when someone was abusing me mentally or physically and financially, I thought it was normal because I watched my father do it to my mom. So it was my version of relationship. So that's why I started Let Rose Speak, because of all those traumas and things that I went through as a child and going to my adulthood, I had a story to tell, and I knew that my story would help other women. So I decided to create Let Rose Speak. I decided to create Let Rose Speak so that I can heal through telling my stories, and I can help other women do the same.
So what?
And I thought that's
pivotal
moment.
Go ahead. No, it's okay.
Oh, well,
so what pivotal moment was it? Like, when did you get to a point where you said, okay, enough is enough? I have to do something. Like, what was that pivotal moment like for you? If you don't mind sharing.
I knew that enough was enough when my relationship with my baby father, that it got really, really extreme. And it was to the point where I had to make a choice between my life and his life.
Mm-hmm.
He literally was on top of me, choking me to death. And I had to grab a knife and I started to stab him. And at that moment, I knew this was enough. It's enough.
Yes.
Either I was going to die or he was going to die. And that was like, I feel like that was going to be the only way out. And if I didn't leave, somebody was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, I knew it was enough. Like, this is enough. Like, I can't keep living this life. I can't keep being in abusive relationships. I cannot do this. And it's not good for my kids either. And them seeing this or going through this trauma that I'm creating for them because I'm not able to walk away from this relationship, I had to make that choice. It was me having a knife in my hand, stabbing my baby father was the moment that I knew.
Yeah.
It was enough. And thank God that the knife didn't penetrate because he had this thick old sweater on. And when I was hitting him, when I was stabbing, the knife didn't go through. And he looked up at me and was like, you're trying to kill me. I'm like, you're trying to kill me. And he let me go, and I let the knife go, and he ran away, and then I ran the opposite direction. And that's how it literally happened. We both realized we're trying to kill each other at the same moment.
Wow.
And we both ran separate ways. By God's grace, neither one of us ended our life. We didn't end somebody else's life.
Correct. Right. And your child, you know.
Yeah.
So I really respect and honor what you're doing, and that, you know, your voice is extremely important, especially, you know, it's always been important, but especially now. You know, with the statistics and everything that's happening, you know, the pandemic and everything you're hearing and reading on TV, so many people are losing their lives, you know, due to domestic violence. And so I'm honored to have you on. And, you know, you can feel free to share whatever it is that you like right now, you know, certain things that you would like to speak and say to the audience. This is your time, and you know, and you're welcome to say and say whatever it is that's on your heart.
I just want to tell the women that's listening that if you're battling with, like, self-love and you're putting yourself in positions just to get that love that you need, I really want you to look inside of you, because external love is not going to ever show you. Is not. It's that love from within you will always be the love that will fill you. So you need to search within you to find a love that you need so that you can sustain yourself in the external world. Because we only can love to the capacity that we love ourselves. So don't matter how much love mm-hmm. we ask for and we crave for, we will never, ever be able to receive it because we don't love ourselves the way that we want other people to love us. So until you learn how to love yourself and give yourself what you're asking other people to give you,
yes.
you will always be lost. You're always so empty. You will always be searching for something. And I had to learn that the hard way. I argue with people. I battle with people. Like, why aren't you loving me? Why can't you give me what I need? Why is it always a battle that I'm having with other people? It's because I had a battle within me.
Mm-hmm.
That I wasn't willing to fight.
And I love what you're saying, because it's the accountability aspects, you know. A lot of times people don't want to look at themselves. They look at everyone else, but they don't understand that, you know, the problem is not always the other person. It is because there's a lot of, you know, damage and brokenness and things like that, you know. And I'm a relationship coach and a self-love coach as well. So everything you're saying, I'm really, like, relating to and understand exactly, you know, what you're saying and the importance of it all. And so, again, that, you know, I'm just, you know, I love your story, and I love the fact that you were able to triumph, you know, to overcome and to heal, right? And now you're speaking out to other people who are actually, a lot of people are still in these relationships because they have not done the self-accountability. They haven't done the
yes.
healing work, you know. And so where can our listening audience, where can they connect with you? You know, if someone needs your specific coaching, where may you please share that?
They can currently right now, I am creating a community for women who are facing trauma or domestic violence and just need that sisterhood and that guidance. So to be mm-hmm. part of that community, you can go to www.letrosespeak.information. That's www.letrosespeak.information. Or you can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, all at Let Rose Speak. So it's Let Rose Speak for all of my social media. So if you put that
platform.
In, you'll pop it. Yeah.
Okay.
Everywhere.
And do you have any books out or anything like that as of
oh,
yet?
Yes. I currently have a workbook for self-love. It's called I Commit to Me. And inside this workbook, it's just like beginning steps for you just to start to commit to yourself, just giving you a little bit of skills that you can use just to stay committed to your self-love and even just start it, you know what I'm saying, just being more aware
mm-hmm.
of what you need in this process of self-love.
Well, thank you, Rose. This is an amazing episode. All the listening audiences, this is a live recorded episode, so you can always download. And you also, Rose, you can download and share amongst your platforms as well. I would love to have you back on as a guest. You know, I'm just, like I said, this for me, this is really very touching. Because, you know, us as women, we struggle to find love. We want to be loved. And that's a part of our makeup, right? But if you don't heal, you gravitate to those things that are toxic, like a magnet, right?
Yes.
And
yes, you,
yeah, it's like,
you
it's
attract
like,
what you are. You, like,
exactly.
People think, like, oh, you definitely attract who you attract what you are. And people's like, I don't understand
mm-hmm.
why I keep attracting people, because that is, that's a, you untracked the unhealed part of you. And yes. once you heal that, you'll start attract the people that you need to you.
Yes.
And
you,
like,
you,
even,
you
even if you're not healing, like, even if you're still in your healing process, this is what I tell women all the time. If, even if you still are in your healing process, being aware of that can help you start to attract the right people, because you may still be broken and you still might attract those broken people, but now you're aware that you're attracting those broken people.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can see them. Now you're able to
Absolutely.
See them. Now you're not
Absolutely.
Blind to them. Now, like, a lot of people are walking blind. When you start to start this healing process, I need you to work on your awareness, a lot of self-awareness, so that you could become aware of, like, oh, that is a sign that I've seen before. That is something I do not want to move forward towards. I
Absolutely.
Don't want to go towards that because I know what's going to happen there. Now you're aware, like, oh, I got these butterflies. Like, oh, there's something, yeah, something so familiar in that relationship because
mm-hmm.
it's something that
mm-hmm.
you already been there before. Awareness,
mm-hmm.
self-awareness is
yeah.
like the biggest thing. I tell.
And not
step one.
And not, yeah, and then not ignoring the red flags. Because that's basically
yes.
what that is. The red flags
yes.
are thrown, but you know, see them and take them for what they are, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
like
this is for
cannot.
Men, too.
Yeah. Yeah, men, too. Like,
this
a lot
men
of men
too.
Refuse to acknowledge that they're hurt or refuse
yes.
to acknowledge that they've been through this situation, and it's okay for them to acknowledge it.
Yes.
It's
and
okay to
help.
Acknowledge it. Like, we are our human. Experiencing the same experience.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They have the right. Their story is just as valid as ours.
Exactly.
And it should
and
be validated just as.
And not only
go ahead.
To get the help, it's okay to get the help. You know, it's okay if you need counseling or if you need a therapist or if you need medication at some point. Some people do need medication. You know, but whatever
yes.
it is, it's okay to get and seek the help, you know. And so I'll just add on that my advice, you know, for those who are hurting, you know, literally and broken and damaged and everything due to past hurts, you know, not even now hurts because they say hurt people,
yes.
you know. But
yes.
I would, yes, yes. So I would even add on to say, you know, it's okay to say no. It's okay to date yourself, right? It's okay to be single, you know,
okay.
because we all, yeah, we all are beautiful and we all deserve what's best for us. You know, it is not okay to put your hands or hurt verbally, emotionally, or physically anyone
no.
or yourself.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
and financially, a lot of people, like to me, like a lot of people don't believe in financial abuse, but it's true.
Absolutely.
Like, they need to be aware of financial abuse. Like, your relationship could be going pretty well, but if you're financially supporting someone or someone is not putting in their part and you just drown
mm-hmm.
it in financial and you're feeling
mm-hmm.
over that can mess with your mental. And that can control
Absolutely.
You and turn you into something that you're not. Like, you can become overbearing and over aggressive due to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and
you're
it messes with your self-worth.
Yes.
And it can mess
yes.
with your self-worth. Like, is this all I'm worth to you? You know, so then
yes.
your self-worth is that. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, because that's what I had. I had a lot of financial abuse, and I realized that I crave service. So for
mm-hmm.
me to show love, I feel like I need to. And if I'm
mm-hmm.
not serving, mm-hmm. I feel like I don't deserve the love that I'm supposed to receive. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of people not understand. I had to battle with myself. Like, why am I? Why did I become a people pleaser? Why is I'm
yes.
over delivering when I don't have the capacity to do it? Because I'm craving love, and only way I feel like I can receive that love is to serve and to give. If it, even if
okay.
I don't have it to give, a lot of people overgive because they're trying to give
overcompensating.
Yes. So just they have to understand where some of this stuff translates into. Like, oh, I don't know how that, like, yes, it translates. Like, just going down the rabbit hole. Like, sit with yourself and run down the rabbit hole. Like,
mm-hmm.
try to get
and
to
I'm,
the
I'm,
bottom.
And I'm so with Selfless Love Talk, you know, I always tell my listeners I'm very transparent and authentic across, you know, this platform. And one of the things that I wanted to share while we're on this subject as well is, like, even with my husband and I, prior to his passing, he passed last June. And, you know, we have a 28-year-old daughter. But when we first got together, we had a very toxic relationship. We were both broken people. And that's when it goes back to that magnet, attracting, you know, at the place you are at that time. But then as you start to grow, and guess what I had to do? I went through the accountability process. You know, I wanted to be a good wife. I'm also a giver. You know, I also serve and things like that. And sometimes, you know, it was like, okay, I'm pouring and pouring, and my cup is empty, you know. So there's all these different levels within it, right? But, you know, of course, thank God our story turned out to be, you know, a testimony. You know what I'm saying? But we still had to go through all of these different processes, you know. So there was a little verbal, you know, and stuff like that. Some of it was our language, you know, because we come from the hood and, you know, I mean, all of that stuff, you know, our environments and stuff like that. And so that's pretty heavy sometimes, you know. And so how do you break those cycles?
Yes, like the verbal is kind of more traumatic than the physical sometimes.
Yes.
That lingers.
Yes, absolutely.
That lingers for years.
Forever.
Especially when those words come from someone that you love.
Love, yep. Mm-hmm.
Love, yeah. Mm-hmm. When you love and cherish and you put everything into that person and they say things that tear you down,
mm-hmm.
you hold that with you forever. And you were
mm-hmm.
really, and that's when you start to believe it, because it's not a stranger that's saying it. It's someone that you invested in.
That's
and
right.
when they say that, you believe it. Be like, hold on, maybe this person is right. Because they're around me the most. So
mm-hmm.
why would they be wrong? And you start to believe that. Even though they may not believe it and they may be angry at that moment, they don't know how to communicate. So the biggest issue that I had in one of my relationships is that the lack of communication. It's like people think communication is talking. It's comprehension. And cohabitating, understanding two different backgrounds coming into one, trying to make a family.
Yes.
And people don't try to understand their partner, their roots. If you don't understand your partner roots and your partner don't understand your roots, you're going to collide.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make your own roots together. And a lot of people don't understand that. Like, they have their history, you have your history, and they're coming into this relationship with their own perspective of what a relationship is, and you coming in yours in this relationship with your own perspective of how a relationship
That's
runs.
That's right, and expectations. And so one of the things, because this is one of the things, I have it's called Selfless Love Lessons, and it's a practical journal guide on relationships, and it speaks on the communication, the understanding, all the things that usually are the core of why relationships don't work.
Yeah.
You know, and self-accountability, because at some point it's like, okay, what is wrong with me? What am I doing wrong?
Exactly.
You know, and when you start working on yourself, that person that is you're with, if it's true love, they're going to work on themselves, you know, and hold themselves accountable to find a mutual ground, which we, in, you know, especially African-American, you know, relationships, usually it's worldly first, right? So usually it's the looks, what they have, you know, and all of those aspects that really are secondary to the most important part.
Exactly.
You know? So this is really good. You know, I would like for us to do a part two on this. For sure, you know, because this is needed.
Yeah, this is needed.
And, you know, collaboration is cool, especially, you know, when we're on the same page and trying to heal, you know, and help other people to get to the next level in their life, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not in a relationship. Sometimes it's just working on yourself and being happy
with
who you are. Yeah, yeah, so.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I just wanted to say one more thing before we end it. And it's just about
Absolutely. When
you took self-love. It's like women, I just don't want you to risk you at a stake of someone else. We are, as natural, we are women, we are fixers. So we might be in relationships where it might not even be a romantic relationship. It could be a family relationship or a friend relationship, mm-hmm. and we feel like we're obligated to help fix them and do things beyond our capabilities. And it's okay to let a situation go if that situation is taken away from you, and risking you loving yourself and risking you putting everything on the line for you to continue this relationship. It's okay to walk away from family. It's okay to walk away from romantic relationships. It's okay to walk away from friendship. And if you're not able to do that, because I know everybody is not at the same place where you could just end a relationship, set healthy boundaries. Like, you have to put you first at some point for you to get to where you need to go. And if those people cannot respect those healthy boundaries, they will fall off by themselves. You won't even have to do the hard work. They will eventually fall off and move away because they're not going to be able to align with who you are becoming. And they're not going to like what you are causing them to do to be in their presence. So for them to be in your presence, they're going to have to conform, and they're going to have to do things that you need them to do. And some people not ready to do that, so they will literally push their stuff away, and you won't even have to worry about that. You won't even have to worry about that. Yeah, so I just need you to literally start to put you first. Even it's hard, just one thing at a time, one thing. And last but not least, my biggest issue was I didn't think – I say this all the time. It's okay not to be okay. You don't have to put a smile on your face. You don't have to act like you're okay when you're not. You can tell people that this is not okay. I am not okay with this. I'm not okay with how I'm feeling. And you can just express that in a healthy way without having to bottle stuff up and then let yourself explode. Because I used to explode all the time. I used to let it tip. I let my cup, like your cup is empty. I used to let my cup fill up with BS. And then that last drop, everybody had it. Everybody that walked in my path had a wrath of that because I let my cup overfill with BS. As the situation come, address it. And if you can't address it at that moment, address it within 24 hours. Long as it's still fresh, address the situation. Don't let it build up. And if you need to cry, baby, just cry. It's okay to cry, too. And that's all I have to say. Yeah.
Amazing episode, amazing show, and amazing you. Thank you for coming on the Selfless Love Talk Show. It was an honor. And I'm looking forward to hearing more. You know, we are the change we want to see in the world. And so, you know, speaking up and not being ashamed and, you know, all the things that the world tries to cover you up with, you know what I mean? It's healing season. And so, Jones, I thank you so much. You are always welcome back here. If you don't mind saying how to get a hold of you one more time, you know, it's for all social media platforms, but what is it?
Let Rose Speak. At Let Rose Speak, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, at Let Rose Speak. And the website is www.letrosespeak.information.
Thank you so much. And I will be looking forward to hearing from you again. This wraps up our episode of Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd, and special guest, Rose Jones. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, my God. That was awesome.
It was amazing.
Yes. I enjoyed the conversation. I love having interviews where it's more of a conversation than a